Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Weiss, who's the owner of R.D. Weiss, a commercial contractor in the Northeast. Randy, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp. I'm doing great. Good to chat with you.
Yes, good to talk to you. I was with you this past weekend. You celebrated your 25th year in business. Very impressive. You know, I like to interview you. You're a commercial contractor who is really on top of your game. Just some background for our listeners who might not know a little bit about R.D. Weiss. You have 6 locations. Your focus is in the Northeast, and you're also in Detroit. And from a commercial contractor's perspective, you're a little different. You do a lot more than just product sales and installation. You have a diversified mix. I think you have probably more revenue on maintenance than you do on the P&I side. Did I get that right?
You're pretty close, Kemp. We are a diversified company. When we got in business 25 years ago, we felt the traditional product installation business was pretty crowded, pretty full, had plenty of contractors in that space. And we tried to carve out for ourselves more of a service piece, and also on the P&I side, tried to really live off of our own specifications and not specifications of others.
And this is actually your second career. The first part of your life you spent in the corporate world with Bristol-Myers Squibb and Clairol. And when you got in this business, you really did get into the maintenance side first. After a few years, actually bought a few of the environmentalist locations, right?
Yes, we did do that, and I can thank or blame, I guess, whichever is most fitting, the environmentalists for getting us into the traditional P&I business, because when they hit the streets about 11 years ago, we saw their business model as well thought out, something that would be attractive to corporate end users, and we felt if we did not develop a competitive product to what they were offering, we would have some serious problems in growing and maintaining what we had.
So you had a celebration event this past weekend. It was up there at the Westchester Marriott, and you had, I don't know, over 100 people there, big celebration, thanking some of the suppliers and partners that you have in the business, and also had a lot of your employees there. You know, one of the neat things you did too is while you had everybody together, you had a meeting before the party and brushed up on some of your people's selling skills, gave them some more product knowledge. So again, one more example of you being on top of your game. One of the questions I'd like to ask you, 25 years of success in the business, what do you think is the secret to your success?
Well, I think it's several things. I think it helped a lot, Kemp, that I had a good number of years in corporate America under my belt, where I was able to work with other people's money and not have my money on the table every day because, like everyone else, I made a lot of mistakes in my early years. So by the time I went into my own business, I think I understood the basic metrics of business well enough where I didn't make a lot of costly mistakes, in large part because of the background and training I had. And like every other successful company, I'd have to say, you know, we focused hard on getting the right people in the right positions in the company. And, you know, when you get the people part of it right, everything else falls into place.
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, one thing I haven't pointed out that most people know, but I should point out, is that your management style, you are a servant leader. You're just one of the team. And you also give back. I mean, you've served as the chairman of the board of Starnet. So you have found time to help other members of Starnet define success as well. What do you think some of your challenges are in this business?
You know, I think probably the thing I worry the most about today is how difficult it is to bring young people into this industry. You go to any industry event and you look around the room and probably the average age of the people in the industry is 50 plus. And I'm very concerned that this is not an industry that appeals to younger people that much. And we as business owners have got to find ways to make it more exciting, make it more appealing, or 10 years from now, that average age is going to be 65 or 70, and eventually we all got to go.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that because you have made some recent moves in remodeling your office down in Manhattan, and you've turned it into an office of the future with very few walls and a lot of collaborative spaces, right?
Yes, we have, and we've also, with our headquarters office outside of Manhattan, done the same type of thing for the reasons you just mentioned. We're trying to be a little bit hipper, a little bit more modern because, you know, we want to appeal to those young people that want more out of their work life than just a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was able to spend a little bit of time listening to some of the services you provide, and I think one of the reasons you're successful is because you find niche services that you can offer that other people don't offer. You've got some kind of a silica-based finish. You've got some kind of a UV-cured polyurethane finish. You offer services that are just not on every street corner, right?
We do, and we look for those niche products where the market's not overcrowded because it allows us to get in early. It allows us a degree of pricing flexibility that we don't have when hundreds of people can do the same services as we do. That silica-based system you talked about, we're the only firm in our market areas that actually offer that service. And right now, the UV curing system you mentioned, we're the only company in the eastern United States that even has the equipment to do it. So those are the kind of things that we look for that support, you know, our flooring customers.
You're not stopping. Just recently, you ended up buying Clean Surfaces. So you continue to add to your growth model, don't you?
We do. You know, we're continuing to look at those special situations where there's an owner looking to exit a business or scale back what they're doing. As long as it fits into our geographic boundaries and our product mix, you certainly won't see us acquiring a furniture company or something outside of the space that we really know and understand.
Talking to you as a leader at Starnet, you know, there's been some debate recently about how much influence a commercial contractor can wield on exactly which brand of floor covering product is installed on any given project. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, in our company, we have business developers in our markets. We do not have, for example, a large department that looks to the general contractor as a high percentage of our business. So in our case, and while our business volume is not as significant as some others, most of the business, a high percentage, 80% of the business we do, we specify. We work specification with the design firm or the end user because we want to control our own destiny a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Basically, what you're saying is that if a commercial contractor does pioneer or missionary work and builds themselves up to, say, a specifier A&D group or even the end user, then they basically look to you and listen to you based on your recommendation, right?
That's correct. And, you know, our message to the marketplace has always been we represent a broad spectrum of product lines, whereas a manufacturer's rep only positions their line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who can be more objective? Certainly not the person with a single line. And that sort of ties back into the survey that Floor Focus did a couple months back, where for the first time in many, many years, there was a huge increase in the amount of influence that a contract dealer rep has with facility manager versus a manufacturer's rep. And I think you heard in our meeting, we're really sounding that alarm with our staff to let them know that there's a big opportunity on the street for the flooring contractor to get out and show some influence and control some specifications.
Okay, Randy, it was great to talk to you again. Congratulations on 25 years of success. Again, been talking to Randy Weiss with RD Weiss, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.